Hello and welcome to another episode of Ike Suppose. And after a week off, it's good to be back. And I'm going to jump right into it since there's a lot to get to. We all know the World Cup final ended. And as a casual soccer fan, that had to be enjoyable to watch. Given the scoreline and the up and down nature of the game. I keep hearing opinions saying that, France won, but Croatia really brought the game, and France didn't look creative or elegant, and I don't know if they deserve to win. That's, I've heard that on Fox before, on FS1 and on Fox, and I've heard other people tell it to me, and I have to say, I couldn't disagree more with that opinion. I feel like France's stars showed up. They played well. And with the pace of that game, it was certainly enjoyable to watch. The semifinals match between England and Belgium, however, that's another one. Another story. A lot less pacey than I thought it would be. I thought there would be much more of an up and down nature to that game, given the fact that usually third place games are less defensive. But that game was pretty tight the whole way. But that's enough soccer conversation, at least for a couple of weeks. I'm gonna try to focus more on what's going on in the world of Miami sports, or the sports that affect Miami teams in some way. With that said, I want to jump right into what happened, I believe it was last week, where the Marlins announced that they will no longer be partners with Papa John's. For those of you who don't know, the decision was made because of a remark made by the owner of Papa John's. This remark has caused sponsors to not want to be involved with Papa John's anymore. And the Marlins are one of those teams, so we're not going to be seeing a lot of 50% off if the Marlins score 5 runs for Papa John's, because they are now no longer a partner with Papa John's. If you want to know more about the remark, I would say just Google Papa John's owner remarks and you'll find it. I don't want to touch too much about that. What I will get into is more of what's been going on in free agency since we last spoke. Free agency being NBA free agency. So, plenty to talk to there, as we'll jump right into the main headline. Kawhi Leonard being traded to the Raptors today. And obviously a lot of people feel that vaults the Raptors right up to one of the top 2 spots in the East, maybe 3. But obviously, there's a lot to determine. I mean, you have to see how the players are going to play together. It's players that have not really played too much together. Speaking of Lowry and Leonard, I believe they played together on the USA basketball team once before, but in an NBA setting, it's totally different than an international setting. Different opponents, different styles, and just a different level of play. They also got Danny Green in the trade. The Raptors also got Danny Green in the trade. And I think for this particular trade, he fits in nicely with that team, giving them more shooting. You're going to need it when you have a guy like Leonard who likes to take mid-range shots or drive it to the paint. And a guy like Lowry, who also enjoys driving into the paint. Not that he can't shoot. They both can shoot a three-point shot. But that's more of their strength. So Green is going to help to provide spacing. Do I think that makes them better than the Celtics or the Sixers? Not willing to say that until I see some games under my belt. And right now we're in July, so there's really not much to say in terms of, oh, they're the best team. Can't say that just yet. I think it's an overreaction if people are saying that. And we can't forget the one caveat here, which is I haven't seen Leonard play in almost a year, maybe even longer. So he did play 9 games last season, but the schedule was so sporadic and he just didn't look himself. So I got to see Leonard at 100% before I can say that this team is going to be able to challenge for the Eastern Conference crown. Moving on to Miami Heat news. I like to waste no time. They re-signed Wayne Ellington, which seems like no big deal, maybe to the most Heat fans, but anyone who watched the regular season last year will know how much of a difference he made when he was on the court. He broke the team record for threes in a season coming off the bench. So it's good to have him back for the price tag that we got him for. Generally, shooters these days are going for much more money, and to get him back for $6 million, I think it can only help the team. It certainly doesn't hurt the Heat to have another shooter on the court. In fact, you could argue that they're lacking it, even with Justice Winslow's improved shot. There has been talk about why haven't the Heat extended Justice Winslow's contract? I mean, they have an option to extend it. Why haven't they done it yet? Is his future up in the air? Is he going to be traded? Personally, I don't see anyone going anywhere unless the Heat can acquire somebody like a DeRozan or a Kawhi who was just traded. I mean, other than that, I don't know who else might be on the market for a trade, but you never know how the NBA landscape changes very quickly, so we'll see. But I don't think the Heat's young core is going anywhere. Plenty of time left until October, and even more so until the trade deadline. You got to give a congratulations to Dwayne Wade for being able to ink a lifetime shoe deal. You know, he's going to get money coming in for the rest of his life. Not that he wasn't before, but why not add some more to that? And then, of course, there was the article today mentioning that he's still non-committal about whether he wants to come back next year. And I feel like the Heat are trying to do right by him to wait. They still have that $5 million mid-level exception that they could offer him. Which brings us to the other big storyline in Carmelo Anthony. How do the Heat want to use that $5 million mid-level exception? There was word that the Heat have interest in Carmelo Anthony, that the Heat and Anthony have spoken, that Chris Paul is urging the Rockets to get Anthony. So it sounds like it's between the Heat and the Rockets for the services of Carmelo Anthony, given that he is going to reach an agreement with the Thunder to be bought out using the stretch provision, which basically means that they could pay him over a span of 3 years. Helps the Thunder, saves them a lot of money, but in terms of the Heat, I keep hearing mixed opinions on, I don't want him. I don't want Anthony. He's not a defender. He's a bit selfish. He's a bit of a ball hog. I also remember feeling during last season that the Heat were lacking a true scorer. I'm not sure how Anthony would coexist with a team with Waiters and Whiteside on it. That's another factor to consider. You got different personalities. And adding Anthony to the mix, I don't know how that would help or hurt the dynamic. But what I do know is the guy can still score the basketball. Last year with the Thunder, he wasn't a good fit. And it was evidenced by the role that they were asking him to play. But if you put the ball in his hands, I think he can still get about 20 points a game, which is something that the Heat could sorely use. His defense might be a problem, but at the same time, I can't think of a coach that's ever challenged him defensively. I'm not saying that Spoelstra is going to get Anthony to all of a sudden be the best defender in the league, but maybe his defense can improve from, let's say, 3 out of 10 to 5 out of 10. That's still an improvement. And maybe that's all you need for him to be effective. Finally, I do want to talk about the American League All-Star Game. The MLB All-Star Game. I'm saying the American League because they won. Now, I'm going to be honest. Didn't watch it. I have no shame in saying that. But I am aware that it was a classic. And it did go to extra innings. And it's good to see competition actually taking place in these All-Star games now with baseball and basketball. Just wonder how football, being football, meaning the NFL, can restructure their Pro Bowl to make it a little bit more competitive. Because that seems to be the only sport that's lacking it. Well, guys, that's it from me this week. I'll be back next week with whatever's going on in the world of sports. And for all you Dolphin fans out there wanting more Dolphins talk, you'll get more of it once we get closer to the first game of the preseason. So, don't you worry. Also, for any soccer fans that are saying, oh, now there's not going to be any more soccer talk, there will be still some soccer talk. And that'll be evidenced as we get closer to the start of the Premier League season. Well, be back next week on Ike Suppose.